help the audience understand what it is you tried to do in this book. I mean, it basically looks at four incredible minds and people who have really gone out on a limb to study what people, what some would say is nonsense. And you, in turn, are looking at them and their processes and how they did it.
Well, you know, very briefly, the book attempts, I'm a historian of religion, which means I study basically people's extreme religious experiences throughout the historical record. And the paranormal looks, and I think is, basically a modern form of extreme religious experience very often. So I was interested in trying to shed some light on this and trying to make some sense of it, mostly because people in my own field completely ignore it for a whole variety of reasons. But the way the paranormal is usually studied is through the hard sciences, through, you know, statistics and controlled laboratory studies and this sort of thing, which is all, I think, great. But I come from a very different perspective. In the humanities, we don't do science. We look at human experience as essentially texts and try to interpret religious experiences as if they were texts to read and are advancing some kind of narrative or meaning in a particular context. So the book basically asks the question, what if we looked at the paranormal not with science but with the tools of the humanities and just pretended for a while that a paranormal experience is essentially a story or a meaning event that someone is caught in at that moment. What could we say about the paranormal that hasn't already been said? So it's an attempt to look at that through these four authors that span about 140 years now. Frederick Myers, writing in the 1880s, 1890s, and then Charles Fort, writing in the 1920s, early 1930s, Jacques Vallée, writing in the 60s through the millennium, and then a contemporary French sociologist named Bertrand Meust, who's still writing. So the book is an attempt to treat the paranormal very, very seriously, but with tools that aren't always used with it.
You said that people in your field have basically ignored this, and I can't imagine how that could be true. If people are studying religion and religious experiences, how do you overlook the paranormal, the supernatural? I mean, you could, the burning bush, the miracles, the parting of the Red Sea, that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, apparently it's quite easy to do. the study of religion is itself a really interesting story. I won't go into all the details, but it basically arises in the early 19th century, and it arises sort of with a kind of very robust rationalism that began to read all the miracle stories and all the claims to magical powers as essentially illusions or as power grabs. And so the field to this day tends to read any kind of miracle story as essentially either a bad memory or something that's been manipulated by institutions and power structures to gain power. So it doesn't really take them seriously because it can't in some way. It's sort of strapped with the same kind of materialism that a lot of the sciences are working with.
You know, you don't take sides in sort of the age-old debate of religion versus science, which worldview is more legitimate. You don't really get into the idea of can they find common ground, although you do kind of nibble around the edges, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I imagine you can't take sides. You're studying comparative religion. You don't declare, well, I think the Buddhists are better than the Hindus and the Muslims are preferable to Christians, something like that. I mean, that's sort of what you're doing in this book, too. And you're not saying the supernatural stuff is real, that these paranormal events, and the book is packed with some really good ones, that they really did happen. But I get the feeling that you sort of lean in that direction.
Well, I do actually, I think, say that the paranormal is real in the sense that human beings really and truly experience these things all the time. And I believe those human beings. I don't think they're lying. I don't think they're making it up. So it's definitely real in the sense that these are real experiences. The question, though, of course, is what to make of those experiences and how do we interpret them? And that's, I think, where I want to leave my mind very open And basically where I land in the book is on this notion of the fantastic, which is a term from actually literary studies. And it basically means that a fantastic piece of literature is a story in which you cannot tell whether it's real or not. And that's precisely the intention of the story. You cannot decide. And I think that's what a paranormal event often is. It functions like a riddle to throw us off and to sort of frustrate our normal categories. And I think that's actually a profound function.